All right, cool. Hi again, for those of you there earlier. So my name is Toby Langel. I run a small consulting firm where I focus on open source and standards. And so, well, today I'm going to talk to you about open source compatible standards or open source compatible standardization. This is a very much sort of like mashed up longer talk. The slides are the longer slides are available online if you want the whole thing. So I'm going to give you a tiny bit of context, talk about the interplay between standards and legislation, talk about OpenStan, which is a related successful earlier attempt at creating something that is open source compatible, close enough, and define a bit more precisely what I mean by open source compatible standards and sort of offer a way to move forward. So context, there is a rush towards standardization of open source security best practices, thanks to the Cyber Resilience Act. And there is a bit of a friction because the organizations who are responsible for the standardization of this legislation and the related legislation are essentially publishers. Like, their business model is selling standards. And this is a gross approximation, right? But it's good enough to have this conversation. And, you know, if the standards need to be sold, then it's usually hard to make them freely available. And so, of course, that is hardly compatible with the way that open source is developed and maintained, right? And so we have a problem not only for creating those standards in the first place, but also for then consuming them. And, you know, this is not a new problem, but now, like, there's a forcing function to try and address this. So there's been a really long history of interplay between standardization and legislation. Originally, it was driven in the industrial age by safety concerns when you had dangerous machines that were built, like, well, you know, trains and things like this. You know, that was kind of like a forcing function for this interplay, interoperability issues, trade, competition, and that really drove governments to push for standardization from the Industrial Revolution onwards, and that was really, really accelerated with the First World War. And, you know, the other aspect of this is the liability risk has driven practitioners to essentially adopt standards or best practices because it is really nice to be able to say when you get sued for something that goes awfully wrong that you've actually done your job properly and can point to a document that shows that, right? So you really have this, like, these two sort of like original aspects. And this has been since formalized in Europe through the new legislative framework. Essentially, it was recognized that